Hello, everyone. Today I have with me Daniel Jurgeman. We're going to be speaking a little bit about technology at Taliesin and in the construction environment as a whole. So to kick us off, Dan, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us your role at Taliesin?
All right. So my name is Dan. I started with Taliesin Construction pretty fresh out of college about 6 years ago. I started my tenure here under bid coordination and vendor management, then progressed into a multi-pronged role doing IT operations for the company, consisting of both internal software development, integrating existing software, and seeking out the best in-class software for construction so that Taliesin can operate as efficiently as possible. So my role is taking care of all the technology stuff, whether it's IT support or software related, and as well as driving workflows as it regards to IT for data analytics to make our vendor management better, to make us have better decision-making power in terms of our recommendation processes or buying processes, et cetera.
Cool. So covering a lot of ground there. That said, what was your favorite project or assignment to work on in your past 6 years here at Taliesin?
So there's been quite a few over the years, and they seem to get harder as you go along. But I think the biggest one was definitely our internal vendor management platform that we developed. And thanks, Andrew, for working with me on that, too. But That was pretty big. It allows us to do a lot of cool custom data tracking and analytics, and helps us make sure our pre-qualification process and matching the right vendors to the right projects is done on our terms. We don't have to be confined to some other software and whatever limitations they have. We can integrate with all of our systems however we please and run any sort of analytics we want.
Cool, yeah, and you touched on the vendor management app. Taliesin is a little unique in that we don't have an estimating department. Our project managers bring the project from concept to closeout, including estimating. So can you tell us a little bit, how does that affect the workflow tools needed for them to be successful and the company to be successful as a whole?
So while Taliesin doesn't have your traditional estimating department, we still have estimators in the way of our PMs. So therefore, as far as the workflow tools and like software that they use, they still need to use the same suite of software that any other estimating department would use otherwise. So your typical pre-construction software, like takeoff software and bidding software, right? So a lot of the software there is the same. However, given their increased workload, there's better communication. So there's a need for basically having a feedback loop from projects that are completed, right, to know which subs to put on for future bid lists, as well as when awarding a project. So there's a need for analytics there in terms of like I said, feedback to know, you know, which subcontractors performed well on what types of projects, which didn't, match them to the right clients and the right projects. Anything that drives efficiency, any sort of automation of, you know, monotonous tasks that can exist in workflows, those are the types of things that we look at.
Great. And keeping on that same track, what technologies are changing the Taliesin process for the better? Could be recently or something we implemented a while ago.
Yeah, so recently we implemented Procore about 6 months ago now at this point. So something like that was pretty big for the company in terms of driving efficiency for our field teams, collaboration with external parties, et cetera. So software such as that is pretty great. And like you said before, I think a lot of our internally developed software is also driving Taliesin to be better. We're able to dictate what dashboards our project managers and the rest of the company see and what we can do with that data, and basically just doing things on our own terms to be maximally efficient.
Cool. Cool. And where do you see the biggest opportunities for improvement in construction technology kind of as a whole?
So over the past few years, it's pretty much boomed a lot. So I think now we're already almost kind of at the point where we've passed those adoption phases. I think most construction companies now are using some sort of software, whereas before they wouldn't. You know, only when I started, it was still companies were sending out bids manually through emails, for example. You know, bidding software was not extremely popular, and now there's probably no such thing as a construction company that doesn't have some sort of bid coordination software. So one of the biggest hurdles was getting things up to the cloud. Even for us, we still have one or two things we'd like to eventually migrate from on-premises software / databases to cloud-hosted environments. So that was, I think there's still some room for improvement there. And then ultimately, I think the construction tech field is going to need to kind of go through a period of consolidation. You're starting to see so many startups and so many different point solutions that they're going to need to figure out what's really redundant and how can all these different point solutions talk to each other, and the existing, you know, larger software companies and the products they provide, how they can kind of start to consolidate a little bit with all their different offerings.
Excellent. And lastly, what have you learned from implementing these new technologies, whether self-developed or external, into the Taliesin process in terms of implementation and adoption within the company?
Well, so for adoption, the most important thing I learned is you can have a superior product and have poor adoption if you don't include your peers and you know, well, pretty much the other part of the company, the people who are actually going to use it, they need to have some sort of buy-in and feel as if they're making that decision with you. So you could have a great product and poor adoption, or you could actually have a subpar product with great adoption, which will probably end up succeeding a lot better if you have the buy-in from the organization. So that was definitely one of the most important things I've learned. And then implementing new technologies is, I learned that it's a forever cycle. So there's always new technology out there. There's always going to be something new. I think we implement and offboard at least one or two software suites pretty much every 1 to 1.5 years.
Well, Dan, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great day.